It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg basketball with Colby Wangsness. The AP girls get an 83-40 victory here on the road over Olwine tonight. You guys were pretty much on fire looking at the stats. You shot, like, if I can get back to it here, 47% as a team. You ended up with a team high 19 points. How did it feel to come here on the road and really just to, you know, cruise to the win tonight and not have to sweat this one out too much?
Yeah, it felt really good. I think we just ran across the court well, and we ran plays and executed well, and we're a really fast team. We're hard to beat when we're in transition, and I think we did that really well tonight, and our shots were falling for us, so yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, and the defensive effort was crazy. I don't have the turnover numbers, but you forced a ton of them,
yeah.
And Olwine's shot attempts, they had like less than half the number of shots that you guys had. Yeah, they were just 13 of 32 for the entire game, where you got like 70 shots in the game. So Tell me about the defensive effort and how you guys are able to play such tenacious defense, right? I know that press really kind of frustrated those guys.
Yeah, our press is one of our strongest suits. We really work on that a lot, and we got a lot of girls that are fast and able to move around really quick, and I just think that helps us cause some turnovers. And a lot of girls who got really long wingspans, I think that's what it was, wingspans, and that really helps us in the end. And we play a really good three defense, and even if we switch around, we can still get some good steals off of that. And I just think we played some really great defense tonight that helped us cause some turnovers for them.
Mm-hmm. These two games here this week, tonight and Tuesday with Sumner Fred, a great bounce back from that season opener, right? Mm-hmm. What were the biggest aspects of your guys' game that you kind of took away from that that tough season opening loss to, you know, throughout the week of Thanksgiving and into this week? What were some of the biggest learning areas, you think?
Well, against Hampton, our shots weren't falling for us. We struggled with that. And I just think we worked a lot on shooting and just our press, because we are going to cause turnovers, and we work really hard on our press. And I just think when we work on that and evenly distribute everything and run our offense and execute it well, I think we're a really hard team to beat. And we worked really hard on those in practice, and we work hard every day. And if we come and execute during a game and shoot well, we can win most games.
And your role has kind of expanded throughout the season. I'll go back to the stat sheet here a sec. You had you're 21 shots tonight, made 9 of them. So they're not afraid to get you the ball down to the post there, right? Tell me about how your role has kind of expanded here this season and how you've been able to really kind of grasp hold of that and really be a big leader for this team.
Last year came in for a couple minutes and filled in the post role. I would say I can kind of move around, and I think that helps too. But I just think they make really great passes, and I wouldn't be able to do it without my team. And I've worked hard at practices and, you know, in the off season, just make sure I'm fixing what I can in my weaker areas and just making sure that I can finish what I can and just work my best every night. And I have great teammates to be able to give me some passes and put some great effort into it.
Yep. And we saw the depth you guys have tonight as well. Emma Hahn comes into the game, knocks down back-to-back threes. I mean, that was an awesome moment for her. Megan Bruns as well, knocking down one or two threes here in this one. Two threes for her as well. So, I mean, that depth, I mean, that's a pretty critical part of this team, right? How can that be just another great asset for you guys this year?
Yeah, we have a lot of girls that can just come in and fill some roles. And I think all of us put a lot of trust in every girl that can come in. And we have some girls that have just been working really hard to play a couple quarters of JV or even all quarters and still get a couple minutes of varsity and just work really hard and fill their role that they come into play. And just they know what plays we're running and execute it well. And, yeah, I think that's a strength for us compared to most teams. We come really deep off the bench, and we have girls that are going to come in and be able to execute well and just work really well for our team.
And this was the most points scored in a single game since the 2018-19 season. So first time in Coach Brady Driscoll's era that you guys have scored 83 points. So what does that say about the effort you guys were able to put together here tonight and obviously how well things were going in this game, you know?
Yeah, we just work really hard in practice, and I think that plays a big role into what our games look like. And our shots were just falling for us tonight, and I think we had a lot of girls. I think I want to say half of our threes came from girls off the bench too. And so it was just really good to see some of those girls get some shots up, and just everyone worked well together tonight. And when we flow, we're really hard to beat, and I think we flowed really well tonight and just ran our plays well and executed like we should and did what we talked about in practice. So I think it just all worked out tonight.
And another long trip tomorrow over to Webster City. I know that's a team that you guys took care of pretty easily last year. So you'll definitely be going in as the favorite in that one. But what are going to be the keys to, you know, keeping that competitive edge and just taking care of business here tomorrow night?
I think we should just really focus on our defense tomorrow, honestly, and, you know, push again hard in our press because we really like to work hard on that and cause some more turnovers for them and, again, make sure our shots are falling and we're executing our plays well, which I fully believe we can do that. But just overall, play really well together and really force those turnovers in the press, and I think we'll be great.
All right, that's AP's Colby Wangsness. Thanks for the time tonight. Congrats.
Thank you.